This is Anna Carmo with UN News. In the past few weeks, the UN Development Programme, or UNDP, under an agreement with the Global Fund, has quietly extended a lifeline to Afghanistan's health system and all the families that depend on it, providing $15 million to avoid the collapse of the entire sector. Over 23,000 health workers in nearly 2,200 health facilities across 31 provinces have received wages since the scheme got underway. UNDP has also paid for medicines and health supplies. Deputy Resident Representative in Afghanistan, Surayo Buzurukova, told UN News the agency undertook this enormous challenge to help prevent the total collapse of the health system. She spoke to UN News' Alexandra Swatch.
UNDP undertook this enormous challenge at our greatest needs to help to prevent a total collapse of the health system. After the 15th of August, when the crisis hit the country, the collapse of the health system happened in the country. Now, we have, in fact, we managed to overcome to the obstacle and provided the health system with a much needed financial injection. Of course, it doesn't solve all the problems. We are providing the temporary fix, but it helps. All our support, we send a message of hope to Afghan people that not everything is lost, that they have not been forgotten. Therefore, it's very important for us to step in and provide the support to the health system in the country.
Can you explain to me how is this happening?
We have selected the 16 NGOs who provided UNDP with the databases of the health workers in geographic areas and provinces where these 16 NGOs actually operate. Now, you know that since the local banking system suffer from the severe cash shortage, as you know, UNDP indeed hired a money service provider which had a valid LTA with another UN entity and provided assurance of their capability to disperse the salaries of the health workers in Afghani currency directly into their bank accounts. And then also we have delivered payment in cash. For some of them, they did not have a bank account. That they have the way we have did. So far, UNDP disbursed the salaries to the 90% of the 23,950 health workers in 2,200 health facilities in 31 provinces.
When have these payments started being received, and what was the situation then?
They have not been for the 6 months. And then up to the now, as I have mentioned, the 23,950 health workers in 2,200 health facilities, in 31 provinces, they have been paid. Now, we've been talking about the remaining, right? The question is where the remaining, because we're talking about the 25,000. The remaining will be, the salary will be received we will finish by Thursday.
Is this something that other agencies, other NGOs can replicate?
I don't want to speculate because everyone has their own structure, own a mechanism. What I would say on behalf of UNDP that it was success. We have managed in this short period of the time to pay salaries of the health workers. That I can tell.
Would you be available, the agency, to help other agencies and other institutions to do something similar and share your knowledge and the things that you've learned in this process?
Absolutely. We are in the very close communication with the WHO and UNICEF, who is going to be taking over now, starting soon. And they will continue with the payment of the salaries. Absolutely. We are sharing with the WHO and UNICEF the best practices. We're also sharing with them all the lessons learned. Absolutely.
Have you been to some of these hospitals? Have you met some of these professionals? Can you tell me a little bit about these interactions, how people were feeling?
Absolutely. Just recently, I came back from the Mazar-e-Sharif. I went one of the hospitals, particularly to check the presence of the female nurses and doctors, and also to see how the process of the payment is going. Unfortunately, I did not visit as many as I would like to do. However, in one of them, I met the two nurses who are female, and one doctor who've been working there continue, which was really good to see that female are going in and doing continuing their job. And the second, yes, they have informed me that they have received their salaries. And of course, they've been sharing with me the challenges are they facing in the country, not only when it comes for the what the work they are doing, but also the situation in the country.
Because you're not only paying salaries, but you're also sending money to buy medication and other things that are necessary, right? Can you tell me, like, what's the current state of the health sector in the country?
Of course, the country is facing beyond the salary. First of all, the access to receiving of the supplies. You know, as you rightly has mentioned, we are not only paying the salaries, but we also are providing the full support when it comes for the supplies. Definitely, on the portion of our work, what we are supporting, it goes to the purchasing of, for instance, laboratory of the supplies, the hygiene materials, and then other supplies as well, which, yeah, the and drugs. That's the country, unfortunately, is facing, and we try through this support also to give them a little bit help.
Can you tell me now a little bit about the future? What are your hopes? How is this project gonna proceed? What's in planning?
It was only 1 month a project, very short. As I said, to quickly take the action and to support the country from the falling apart, from the total collapse of the health system. However, we are continue to carry out our job within our global fund initiative, which is covering 34 provinces in the country.
This was a solution to not work directly with the Taliban government. Why was it important to provide this help directly to the workers?
We don't. We're not engaged with the de facto authorities who are not recognized by international community. The first support in our position to provide the direct to the people, to the doctors, to the nurses who are dealing with the people, and then support it. And again, I might repeat myself to make sure that the health system is operational and that support is ongoing to the people of Afghanistan. A lot of the challenges in Afghanistan is facing today. Winter is coming, drought, the health system almost collapsed, and the liquidity. But I was so much impressed by them, how they strong, they stay, and they don't lose hope. I was traveling around of the country after the crisis and was talking with people in the street, entering their houses, was communicating with the households, householders, with the families, and with the young, with the old. I was absolutely impressed to see how much, you know, they strong, and there is the big belief and then a faith in future that they will overcome, and tomorrow will come, maybe not soon, but it will come, and they know they have to fight for their happiness, and they know that they can manage men and women. They're not afraid of the situation, what they're facing now, it's true. And they're really contributing to make this future happen, and as soon as possible.